The next witness was summoned by the name of Andrew Amos, and Antony looked up with interest, wondering who he was. "He lives at the Inner Lodge," whispered Bill to him. All that Amos had to say was that a stranger had passed by his lodge at a little before 3 that afternoon, and had spoken to him. He had seen the body and recognized it as the man.
"What did he say?" "Is this right for the Red House? Or something like that, sir." "What did you say?"
"I said, 'This is the Red House. Who do you want to see?' He was a bit rough-looking, you know, sir, and I didn't know what he was doing there."
"Well?"
"Well, sir, he said, 'Is Mr. Mark Ablett at home?' It doesn't sound much put like that, sir, but I didn't care about the way he said it, so I got in front of him like and said, 'What do you want, eh?' And he gave a sort of chuckle and said, 'I want to see my dear brother Mark.' Well, then I took a closer look at him, and I see that p'raps he might be his brother, so I said, 'If you'll follow the drive, sir, you'll come to the house. Of course, I can't say if Mark Ablett's at home.' And he gave a sort of nasty laugh again, and said, 'Fine place Mr. Mark Ablett's got here. Plenty of money to spend, eh?' Well, then I had another look at him, sir, because gentlemen don't talk like that. And if he was Mr. Ablett's brother. But before I could make up my mind, he laughed and went on. That's all I can tell you, sir."